This is chapter 10. Excuse me. Genesis chapter 10. You know, we'll go ahead and read the whole thing. Or not. It's a lot of names. The first verse says, "Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood." Continues on to tell you whose sons are whose, and what cities they established. And if we go on down to the end, it says here in verse 32, "These are the families of the sons of Noah after the generations in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood." So in this chapter, we have Noah, his sons, and their sons and their grandsons, and the division of the earth. So tonight, we're going to look at the next part of where the Bible meets history, if we want to catch a couple more lights. If you could leave the back one on, David, that'd be great. Good, thanks. So Bible meets history again. Where'd everybody go? First part we've looked at the last couple weeks. You have from creation to the flood, and we started to look at where people went, but we're going to look at that in a little more detail, mostly the sons of Japheth tonight. So let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again that history defines the Bible, and the Bible is proved by it and has stood the test of time. We thank you for your hand of blessing and power on it. Thank you for bringing it to us today that we might know you. Help us as we learn more tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So give a little bit of review for those of you who are visiting tonight or haven't been the last couple times. What we're looking at is a parallel between the Bible and world history. Something that is often missed, and I think as kids are growing up, and then they walk away from the Bible because what they're told all growing up is you have world history over here and you have the Bible over here. Nobody ever bothered to tell them where they match. And they do. The Bible goes along with world history all the way along. And it verifies it, and world history verifies the Bible. So when we look at creation, we looked at how the moon, the dust on the moon, shows it can't be that old. We looked at how every historical record around the world only goes back as far as Adam. They all go back to Adam and nothing earlier, and putting him around 4004 BC. Pretty specific date. Now, as I said that first week, there's guys that can say it moves within 3 to 5 years one way or the other. But really, give it the max there and say a 10-year span. Out of 6,000 years of the earth, to be able to put it down to about 10-year span of when creation was, I mean, that's pretty good. Especially being in a period of history where before the flood, we have no other documentation than what Noah told, and what God told Moses, and what other legends are in different cultures around the world about what happened to these men before this great flood. Excuse me. So we can look and see that the world is pretty settled. The world's only about 6,000 years old. Excuse me. Then we have the time of Noah. And we're going to be looking again, a little bit of recap, and then following Japheth this evening. So let's go to the next one here. Pause there. So after the Tower of Babel, people dispersed around the world. We have that, right? Genesis chapter 11 gives us that account. Nimrod, he's a mighty hunter among men. I believe he was a hunter of souls before God. He took souls away from God. And he built Babel as well as a number of other cities around there. And they built the Tower of Babel, whatever you want to call it. My wife bugs me, I say them interchangeably. So, anyway, he built that tower. They were going to build a tower up to God. And if you remember last week, we looked at what the tower actually looked like. There's historical records of it. It's pretty cool. And it stood in Babylon until, does anybody remember? Come on, pop quiz here. Does anybody remember when the destruction of the Tower of Babel actually happened? Pardon?
600?
Pretty close. Around 400 BC. So it stood for a long time. And there's a lot of records about this tower that was the tower that people used to build or had built to try to reach the heavens. And a lot of different cultural stories about it. Excuse me. So Genesis 11 tells us that God dispersed the nations there. He dispersed the language. But here in the previous chapter, chapter 10, he lays out what nations were going where. So we're going to look this evening at, let me finish reading here. Genesis 11 gives the detailed account. The legends of the Mesopotamian cultures agree. Now, world legends we looked at last week all point back to the flood. Even the Aztecs and the Incas, they point back to the flood. People in Russia and China and all over the world, every culture has a flood legend. Every ancient culture. As far as the Tower of Babel, mostly the legends are around the Mesopotamia. So that's this crescent, okay? If you don't know what Mesopotamia is, it's this crescent. You have Greece, Turkey, Israel, Iran, and down into Egypt, okay? Excuse me. So the legends, the ancient legends around there do point back to the Tower of Babel. There's this time where they tried to reach the gods, and the gods got angry, and different ones say different things happened, but it all points back to God or gods, whichever they believed, dispersed people from this tower. So it verifies the Bible account. But when we look at everything happening around here, it begs the question, how did people end up over here? And how did people end up down here? And down here? And down here? And way up in here? Where'd they all come from? Now, there's a lot of people come up with a lot of theories, but through history and the Bible, you can track them. So let's go to the next slide here. All right, pause right there. Now, the Ark, you can go see it today. Did you know that? Who did not know that you can go see the Ark? So if you go to Turkey, to that town, which I'm not even going to try to say, you go from that town up into the mountains, and there's signs all the way, and you can go and see the Ark. This would be the rear of the Ark. That'd be the front. The measurements are all there. The ribs are all there. Everything points back to exactly what the Bible describes as the Ark. History, cultural legends, everything point back to that's the Ark. People will try to tell you that, oh, there's all these different Ark sites and it can't really be found. This site has been proven in so many different ways. And you go back into the Middle Ages, you go back to the writings of Josephus, again and again and again, people knew that this was the Ark. It's really only been in the last, in the American culture dominating history that people lost where the Ark was, which is kind of interesting to me. Anyway, so it's in that weird of a name place in Turkey. And from there, Noah's family went south. Let's go to the next slide. Okay, so you look at the Bible, and you look at a modern map, and you have this place here in Turkey, and you can see it's way up in the top corner of Turkey. You've got Armenia, Azerbaijan, you've got the top end of Iraq and Iran, all kind of meeting right there, okay? And this right now, if you went over there and followed the main roads, this is using Google, so it's showing you what the main roads were. It doesn't mean that's the route they took. They might have come down that way. They didn't have whatever highway it is now. But they went from here down to what we call Mosul. And Noah's grandson, Asher, established which city in Mosul? Another pop quiz. We mentioned it the first week. Come on. Okay, so only 2 weeks ago, I mentioned five major cities that we see all through history that were established right after the flood. You have Babel, or Babylon. You have Sidon, and Tyre, and Canaan, and Nineveh. Which one is here? Nineveh, very good. So, Asher comes out, or they're all coming this direction, and Asher establishes the city of Nineveh. And they continue on down to Baghdad, which is in the vicinity of where Babylon was. Okay? And then everything begins to happen in Babylon, Baghdad area, and they go back out from there. Keep stepping off the edge here. If you were reading, you would have known what I was going to say there. So Shem's son Asher builds Nineveh in modern-day Mosul. Ham's grandson Nimrod builds Babel. Shortly after, becomes Babylon, which is near modern-day Baghdad. Let's go to the next one here. From there, we have the dispersal. A pause there. We have the dispersal of the nations. And Noah goes, he's found in history, clear over here. You see where Baghdad is? So, for whatever reason, we don't have an account of why or how he got there. But the next we find him in history is Chinese history, saying he established the first Chinese dynasty in the Yellow River Valley. So, that's where Noah went. Now, what part of the family he took with him, that's not really clear. But he goes from there, clear on across, top into China, south of Beijing, but north, Hong Kong's down here. So, kids, you see where, you all get that idea? All right. We looked at that the last couple weeks, too. What points to Noah being their founder. But everything they write talks about this divine character, this really old guy who wouldn't die, basically. And he was really smart. He taught them all kinds of things. And he outlived everybody. And he told the people in the Yellow River Valley about when the great waters washed over the mountains. Now, if that's not a description of Noah, I don't. And he was the father of mankind. So it's a pretty clear description. And that's just a short summary, of course. But it points back to it being Noah. So he ends up coming from this side, clear across Asia to the Yellow River Valley. Okay, let's go to the next one. All right. So my words are kind of all over the map here, but we're going to follow Japheth's sons this evening. So we have Baghdad, the Tower of Babel's in this area. They came down from here to here, and then Japheth's sons went back out. Okay? Excuse me. So, kind of get out of my own way here. We looked at the first week how Jabin's sons went into Greece.
Javan himself established Eonos, which today is Athens. So he would have gone with the family up through Turkey, and he kept on going down into Greece and established Eonos and a couple other cities in this area. All right? Now, Magog. We hear about Gog and Magog in the Bible at different points. So Magog was one of the sons of Japheth. And he went north. He went into what we would call Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan today. He was in the area between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea. And then we have Gomer. Gomer went to the south and north side of the Black Sea. So he was top end of Turkey, and then his family also is found along the top end of the Black Sea. And then Tubal and Meshech are known to have just established the area of Turkey. These countries through this region. So from here into there, okay? And Tiras, his family, he also came up here with Javan, but Javan went south, and Tiras, his family is known to have gone into Bulgaria and these areas. So this part of Turkey into Bulgaria and so forth. And then Madaya, excuse me, he went from here, and I didn't get another blue line on, but whether he went up this way or went with the family and then branched off, but he went and established the Median area, which we call is around the city of Tehran today. So he was in this side, the bottom end of the Caspian Sea. From there, you can see Japheth's family had a pretty solid line to go on across Europe. So they're the base of the European family. And we all know what later history says, how, you know, once Europe was established, they went on to conquer different parts of the world. But once they did that, there was people already there, right? So next week we'll look at how people got to North America, South America, and so forth. I had planned on getting further this evening, but it's, you know, making sure you got the right names and the right parts of the maps. I'm kind of drawing the maps as I go here. But we'll get into that some more next week. We'll look at Shem's family and also Ham's family. We'll see if we can get them both in one time next week. All right, let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again that history and the Bible do prove each other. Thank you, Lord, for preserving mankind through the flood, for using them as a picture of salvation to come. And Lord, that also we see from Noah that you're always willing to save by faith in you. And we thank you for that amazing grace. In Jesus' name, amen.